Clear the screen, shift the scene. You're the writer of this dream. Let go of fear, let go of doubt. Stop playing the version that pulls you out. Clear the screen, clear the noise. Choose again, you've got the choice. The story changes when you see. Anxiety came to set you free.
Welcome back to the Clear the Screen show. I'm Melissa Dealey.
And I am Billy Adme, and we're so excited to have you here on the Clear the Screen podcast. You know what? Let's talk about what's possible when you can access the other 90%. And you know what the answer to that question is? It's limitless. Right, Melissa?
Limitless. Everything. And you probably got a taste of that if you watched our demo last week and how fast it is when you tap into the unconscious mind. And if you haven't watched that episode, definitely go back and watch that as well.
And we're going to have so many demos. And really, this saying, when I first heard it, my brain was like, huh, what? You are more than you could think. Now, what the hell does that even mean? The first time I was like, what do you mean I'm more than I think? How can I be more than I could think? Because I'm thinking, so whatever I'm thinking of is what I can be. And the answer is actually, no, it's not. You're only thinking what you can be with the capacity of the neurology that you have in this moment. And I'm going to give you an example of that. Now, when I was working full-time as a police officer, you know, about halfway through my career, I didn't really like the job anymore. You know, it happened around when I had kids. And, you know, obviously values change, priorities change, and I just wasn't feeling fulfilled at that job. And I used to, you know, I've been the public servant my entire life, right? I've been that one that, you know, had the 2-week paycheck, you know, had the pension and had the benefits. And I used to hear that, oh, you have such great job security, even during the pandemic, right? I had job security. And so that programming kept putting in, and I kept hearing that it was the idea of me being able to do anything beyond that. I literally couldn't think of it. And until the pandemic happened, I was one of the lucky people, you know, it's funny, like irony, because I had some lung issues, I was like, I don't know what's happening, but can I work from home? Because nobody knew what this whole COVID was and everything. And I got permission, because guess what? We had just a month before, talk about timing, the universe always provides, a month before the pandemic hit, we just launched the online reporting system. So guess what? All I needed was a computer and a phone, and I could do my job. And so that was my first taste of being able to work from home, because I'd never done that before. And guess what? Now my brain started saying, oh, I actually like this. I never thought of that before, because I never had the capacity to think I would do anything other than being a police officer on the road or going into the office. Just like Melissa, you know, you had a corporate job. Like, I know you work from home. However, that was the only thing that was in your awareness. And then when this started happening and all, like step by step by step, when I started finally realizing, you know what, I just want to find a career or a business that will cover my, you know, my paycheck, right? Because I was used to living on that amount of money. And when I wanted to cover that paycheck, I was like, okay, like I started doing it. I was like, wait a minute, I could just work with like one or two clients and I'll make more money than I was as a cop working 40 hours a week. What? Again, I was more than I could think. I said, I had no idea I could do this. And yet I started to. And then I'm like, okay, well, if I can do that, what else could I do? And I could only think of what I could do until I reached that goal. And then when I reached that goal, I'm like, oh, well, this is possible. What else could I do? And now, you know, hitting financial freedom, never in my million years would I thought I would have hit financial freedom and been able to retire before 50. I was like, holy crap, I can. So this whole thing of I am more than I could think, I actually say to myself, I'm the only one limiting me. So if the idea of, you know, even being a billionaire, never in a million years would I ever even entertain that idea. And yeah, I'm like, huh, I don't want to swear. I'm like, yeah, hallows, yeah, I can do this. Why not? If Tony Robbins can do it, why can't I do it? He teaches NLP. I teach NLP. Why can't I do it? Who's telling me that I can't do that? And this is what we say, but you are more than you can think. And the only person that puts limits on you, guess what? Is you. It's you. As much as you say, well, but my family said this and society said this and in my culture, you don't do bullshit. I came from that culture. I came from the culture that says women are supposed to be successful. Women are supposed to be independent. Women aren't supposed to be on their own. You know what? I've proved it over and over again to myself, not to them. I proved it to myself that I could. And now literally this work, when we say it is limitless, what you want to have in your life, it's just a matter of how bad do you want it? Are you happy staying where you are, right? Sometimes we call that comfortable suffering. I was there for many, many years, a little longer than I should have. Are you staying in a marriage that you're not happy? Because you know what? Well, at least, you know, it's better than being single. Or are you staying in a job that you don't like? Meh. Well, at least it's still paying me every 2 months and I have a pension and, you know, benefits for my kids. Are you staying in a body that you don't like? That, you know what? At least I can still go for a walk. I'm not, you know, bedridden. The amount of excuses we make for ourselves to justify where we're not happy is ridiculous. I remember we said at the beginning that this shit's going to get triggering. It is. This was triggering for me. When I had to start looking myself in the mirror and saying, Billy, how did you let your life get to this point? That's when things started shifting. Because now I had it in my awareness. And once I have it in my awareness, guess what? Now I can make a choice. And every choice you make will send you on a different path. So the choice to go down here is going to send you on that path. The choice to go here is going to send you on that path. The choice, what we say is if that path feels good, keep going. If the path doesn't feel good, shift it. Make another choice. Decide to go down another path until you find the path that makes you happy, healthy, wealthy. And that's what we love about this work is we're just allowing people to open up their model of the world and realize the only person that's blocking them is you. That's why we see it. We just teach you how to get out of your own way. That's it.
And because we're so different, Billy, I have another analogy that I think of when I think of that saying that you are more than you can think. And the way I love to describe it for other people that are, you know, numbers and detailed focused people like me out there, I love Billy's analogies. And the way that I think about this is that I know that our conscious mind is only 10% of our mind. And it's our thinking mind. So therefore, if we tap into the other 90%, which isn't our thinking mind, that's our unconscious mind, and our unconscious mind has access to our higher self, which has all of the resources for us to be able to fulfill our mission in this lifetime, when we tap into that, we become more. And we can't think our way there because we have to go through the 90% of our mind, the unconscious mind, which is not our thinking mind. So this work is so powerful, and where it leads you is to you living your mission, your purpose, and waking up with joy every single day because you are in perfect alignment. So while we're talking about perfect alignment, Billy, let's talk about some sacred geometry.
Yeah, I mean, if you would ever, Billy's going to be talking about sacred geometry, what? Is this my life? And yet it is, because sacred geometry comes from ancient wisdom. And this stuff that we have learned recently that we are now teaching, this has been around since millennia. And yet it's been hidden from us because they know the power of it. You know, as we mentioned, that we're master trainers of hypnosis. And from when we've studied hypnosis from the beginning of time, they realized how powerful it was. And they don't want the general public to know, because guess what? There's less money in that. When people don't need doctors and they don't need, you know, codependency, they don't need therapists, guess what? A lot of people aren't going to have work. And so it is about realizing that you have your own ability to get to wherever you want to go. Now, you know, I've been in personal development for as long as I can remember. And now I understand why it never worked. And it was because I was either learning it or I was either just experiencing it. It wasn't the combination. Or if it was the combination, I wasn't embodying it. I wasn't actually doing the action steps to get that neurology deeper so that it actually became my new way of being. And what we talk about Vesica Pisces is if you think of like two rings and you overlap them where they overlap, it's kind of like this body of a fish. And that is what we call the Vesica Pisces, which is in the sacred geometry, it's called the doorway to God. Now, what the hell does doorway to God mean? That is what we say is the wisdom, that inner wisdom in your own body, in your neurology, in your higher self, that now can be brought in because now you have not just learned it, you've put it into practice. Now you've created new neural pathways, new neurology, and now you're literally being a different person. And that is what Vesica Pisces and having that true alignment where your conscious mind, your unconscious mind, and your higher self are now speaking to each other. And the access point, what we call about the doorway, is the unconscious. Because we can't consciously talk to our higher self, right? That's our brainwaves are just too busy. It's too busy. Like, think of like a fan. It's just going too fast. The information can't come in. So if you can slow down those brainwaves, right? When you go to meditation or when you're willing to, whether yoga or you're out in nature and it slows down those brainwaves, guess what? Now that fan is slowing. Now that information can start coming in because guess what? You're listening to it now. That intuition, that like gnosis, like, huh, I don't know. That came out of nowhere. No, it didn't come out of nowhere. It came down from your higher self, right? That's that aha, that those insights. They're called insights for a reason. They're not called outsights, right? We're not getting these, you know, big aha moments from outside. That came from internal. Even though you heard something, say you may have heard something from Melissa and I, the insight still came from you. That thought process still came from your brain, not our brain. All we did was with the words and maybe, you know, some of these techniques and the language, it just unlocked some wisdom that was already in you. And that's what we mean about true alignment. And when you have that true alignment, that's when the universe is like, you need something? What do you need, Billy? I got it for you. And literally, Melissa and I have experienced this time and time again. When we say we want something and we're looking for something and we literally verbalize it, put it out to the universe, and guess what? Resource shows up.
It literally just happened to us. We were flying home from a mastermind in Portugal in Azores, which was amazing, by the way. And we had been discussing how we could set up clinical trials in order to show how the neurology and the nervous system is shifted as a result of one timeline therapy session. And so we had actually previously talked to another doctor who does clinical studies, and what he was doing wasn't really aligned with us. We talked to a mentor about it, and then you wouldn't believe what happened. We're flying home from this business retreat, sitting on the flight from Ponta Delgada to Newark, and I start chatting to the man next to me. Turns out he's a doctor who has spent his life doing clinical studies. And we had a fabulous conversation, and he's going to be connecting us with people that he knows that can help with the type of clinical studies that we're wanting to do, which is more in the holistic realm. And he was fascinated by our work. And it was just such a beautiful connection. And the moment we started chatting and realized what he did, Billy and I just knew, thank you, universe. We put this out there. We said we needed this. And it delivered and gifted this to us.
Because this work, you know, majority of the world, some people have heard of NLP, neuro-linguistic programming. Majority of the public knows something about hypnotherapy, or, you know, usually most people think of the stage shows. That was me. I just thought it was like entertainment and didn't think it was actually therapy. However, hardly anybody knows about timeline therapy. And we've talked about it through our podcast, and we are, one of our missions is to get this as a household name, because this is one of those powerful yet gentle techniques that you can help heal trauma without talking about it. And we've seen it enough times through our programs, through with our clients, our students, that they feel so different. And sometimes those feelings are so hard to get into words that we wanted to literally like measure it, whether it's with cortisol, you know, levels or whatever it is. We wanted to actually get some clinical studies so that it's not just hearsay. It's not just like, oh yeah, you'll feel better. Because sure, you can go to a massage and feel better, or you can go, you know, on a trip and feel better. This is different at a neurological, like nervous system level, down to your cells. And this is why this work is so powerful, and it's fast. Because literally you can shift your entire body, your neural system, your nervous system in seconds. And we wanted to quantify that and measure it, so that we have proof and evidence, because we work a lot on evidence procedures, right? If you can't measure something, how do you prove it? And if you can't measure it, then how do you actually like shift it? And that's what we wanted to do. And so we're talking about resources. If you put it out there, when you are in true alignment with your mission, and Melissa and I are very, very congruent with what our mission is and what we want to do in the world and how we want to help humanity and raise frequency and uplift. A lot of people need uplifting right now and just end needless suffering, which is really where Clear the Screen was born, was we realized a lot of people were just get stuck in anxiety. And we have to teach people that, you know, you got to put the fire out first before you want to go into the house and assess the damage and, you know, redecorate, rebuild. And if you can have a simple technique that just helps you take control back of your life, back of your thoughts, then this, that is always just bringing you slowly, slowly, slowly back into alignment. And that's what embodying this work truly is at that neurological level.
And it is so profound. It is so wonderful to witness our students, our clients, as they go through this transformation, and then to see what they do with their lives afterwards. We've had students come through our trainings because we actually really encourage people to come through our trainings versus just do a breakthrough for self, because that's the difference between teaching you to fish or just giving you a fish. We would much rather teach you to fish so that you have these tools to use for yourself for the rest of your life and to use with your loved ones as well. And we have seen a number of our students come through and implement this, start using these tools for themselves. And guess what? Like Billy, resign from their job, move into their mission, their purpose, and then be waking up every day full of joy, full of life. And so it is so fulfilling for us to be able to guide people through this journey, to be able to witness those transformations. And that's how we get the lasting change and transformation, is we have a system, we follow the system, and we bring people into this beautiful alignment so that the information can come. Now, you've all experienced it coming from time to time, because you've all been driving along where suddenly an idea pops into your head, or maybe it's in the shower, or maybe it's in the middle of the night. Those are the downloads when you're in alignment, because guess what? You got out of your conscious thinking mind in that moment. And when you can learn to do that and use the tools as needed in order to accomplish whatever it is that you're looking for, and to bring it into your life, that is true empowerment. And that's what we're all about, is we would much rather teach you to fish than just give you a fish.
Yeah, because if we just gave you a fish and eat for a day, we can teach you how to fish. Now, guess what? Now you can eat for life, and now you can teach others. And that's what our mission is in this world. And that's why we created Amplify Impact Academy. And really, that's why we created this campaign of Clear the Screen and creating this podcast, to just really give people little tidbits of information to help them, again, take control of their life, take accountability, take responsibility, realize that everybody's got trauma and everybody's got limiting beliefs that are out of their awareness. And until you can bring that forward to your awareness, now you have the choice to actually do something about it. And if you can choose to always move forward in life, then you will be on your path to your greatest potential.
And so thank you for joining us here today. We are excited that you're here. That means you're on your path to your greatest potential. You want to learn about that. And again, share this episode with anybody else that you know that needs to hear it.
And let anxiety end so your abundance can begin.
Love to you all. See you next time. Thank you so much for joining us for this episode of the Clear the Screen Show. If you love what you heard, take a screenshot, post it on social media, and tag us, because we would love to celebrate you.
And if you want to go deeper, scan the QR code, check out our Light Circle membership. This is a community where it's going to serve you and uplift you and empower you, because when you end your anxiety, that's where your abundance begins. And when you can amplify you, then you can impact others.